Deus in adiutorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O blessed Mother of our Lord, and glory of the human race, through you no longer are we slaves, but children of God's light and grace. Less noble is your dignity, as one of David's royal line, than that bestowed on you by God, as mother of his Son divine. Destroy in us the roots of ill, increase in us the good begun, that Christians all may fully share the royal priesthood of your Son. For us, by your most powerful prayer, obtain the pardon we implore, that we who now your praises sing may gain reward forevermore. All glory to the Trinity, endowing you with gifts so rare, to be the cause of all our joy, most holy Mary, Virgin fair. Amen. I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have consecrated this temple, and my name shall dwell within it. Blessed are you, O Mary, for from you has come the salvation of the world. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel. You are the fairest honor of our race. Blessed are you, O Mary, for from you has come the salvation of the world. The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began, to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Virgin Mary is exalted above all the choirs of angels. I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God." Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
She opened her lips with wisdom, and her tongue spoke words of love,
and they called her blessed.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Her children rose up, and they called her blessed.
Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. God sent us the Blessed Virgin Mary to console us in our sorrow and to lead us to himself. Let us confidently pray. Grant us her love, help, and protection. You made Mary the gate through which the true light shone over the earth. By the light of her Son, may the Church seek justice for the oppressed and peace for all people. Grant us her love, help, and protection. The image of the mother of your Son was imprinted on the garment of the Indian Juan Diego, with the features of his race. Imprint within us Mary's virtues and her love for the poor and defenseless. Grant us her love, help, and protection. Through Mary you changed barren Tempaic into a fragrant garden of flowers. Through her transform us that we may grow fruitfully as true Christians.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
In Juan Diego, you give us an example of simplicity and humility. Teach us constancy in suffering and fidelity to the gospel.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
You made the Virgin Mary the protector of all who call upon her and trust in her. May the light of her consolation shine on those who have departed from this life.
Grant us her love, help, and protection.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Kind one, the ransomer's mother, the open gate of heaven you remain, and star of oceans, buried to those who falling strive to rise, your people, you who brought to childbirth, with nature marveling, him who is your holy father. Virgin before and forevermore, from Gabriel's mouth speaking, taking up that greeting, on sinners show your compassion.